Welcome to another episode of the Family Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Christian Horstman, and my prayer for you is that the Lord would be pleased to bless this show and use it to provide you as a Christian parent with gospel-centered, grace-driven ideas and encouragement for shepherding your children's hearts and cultivating your family's relationships with Jesus and with each other. Episode of the Family Discipleship Podcast. Today for our guest, we have Danica Cooley with us. We're going to be talking today about how to help your children fall in love with God's Word. So this is something that I really love talking about. This is something I'm really passionate about. And I'm really excited to have Danica with us here today. So how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on, Christian.
Yes, it's a pleasure. And for those of you who don't know who Danica is, she's an award-winning children's author and Bible curriculum developer. She's produced the Bible Road Trip, so you may be familiar with that, which is used across the globe. And she loves to encourage, you know, thousands of parents to intentionally raise biblically literate children on her website, thinkingkidsblog.org. So she's written a number of books, including the Who, What, Why Christian History series, which I love history. So if you don't know me much, you should know that about me. but a couple of other ones, The Story of Martin Luther, Help Your Kids Learn and Love the Bible, and a few others. So we'll have all the links to her website and social media and all that good stuff. We'll have that in the show notes with this episode. But for now, let's just go ahead and jump into our conversation. Like I said, we're going to talk about how to help your children fall in love with the Bible. We're going to talk about, you know, cultivating children's independent Bible study habits and how parents can guide them to engage with Scripture, kind of for themselves. I know you like to talk about how to make Bible reading fun for children and still promote, you know, a serious engagement with it, but make it enjoyable for them. So let's just go ahead and jump right in if you're ready, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, so I guess my first question for you today is, tell us a little bit why it's important for kids to be able to engage with God's Word independently from their parents. I mean, I talk a lot about, you know, like family worship, family Bible, and that's, you know, a really good thing that, you know, I think every family should do. But there is an aspect where, yeah, children need to be able to, you know, read and study the Bible independently from their parents too. So why is that important?
So, most of my career writing has been spent on family discipleship. So Bible Road Trip, Help Your Kids Learn and Love the Bible. Those are things that really focus on family discipleship. But we are, and kids do learn to study the Bible independently by having that modeled as they go through the family discipleship process. So that is important. But I think, you know, we're raising adults and not children. And so we do want to raise up our kids to be able to study the Bible independently and to be faithful about the way that they handle God's word. And that involves us, but we also want to give them resources that help teach them how to do that. So, some of the things we want to teach them are just want to give them really basic tools and resources like, using inductive Bible study. That method is just observe, interpret, apply. And they may spend a lifetime learning how to appropriately interpret God's word, but we can give them the basics for how to do that. Scripture is interpreted by the light of other scripture. We read the clear passages, and that's where we develop doctrine from. Those kind of things are things our kids can absolutely learn over time, so that they are handling God's word in a way that is appropriate and honoring to our Lord.
Right. And I love that. So, like you said, you've kind of been engaged in family discipleship for a long time now. So what are some ways that you in particular have equipped children or helped teach children to engage with God's word for themselves?
Well, my new book, Bible Study Investigators Creation is, Bible Investigators Creation is, it's a puzzle-based Bible study, but it actually teaches kids how to use inductive Bible study. So it teaches them as they go through the doctrine of creation in a fun, hands-on way, how to observe, how to interpret, and how to apply. It also teaches them really important things they need to know, like God's word is a story, and he has written into his story for us overarching themes. So like the major themes of scripture that our kids can look for as they're reading is who God is, who we are, and why we need a savior, God's great plan for salvation, Jesus's commands for how we are to live our lives. And when they know that those are the things that they're looking for, it really simplifies it for them. And when they know it's a story and they can enjoy reading it, it's a grand adventure that God has given us to read. It's not written in code. Like, we don't have to be looking for like strange things. God wrote his truth for us to know. That makes God's word, it demystifies it for us. It helps us really know that we can understand what the Lord has told us. They also need to know that God is three persons in one God, and they need to understand how each person of the Trinity interacts with this world and with us. And that's something that we've gotten wrong throughout church history. So as you know, we can teach them the proper doctrine of the Trinity, and they need to know the gospel. They need to know that we've rebelled against a holy God, that our sin deserves death, that God sent Jesus to become fully God and fully man, and that Jesus died willingly to take the punishment for our sins, and that to be saved, we must believe in Jesus, confess him with our mouth, repent, which is to turn from our sin. And they need to know that, you know, we are constantly looking for how to live for Christ. So application of God's word is really important.
Right. So two things you said there. First, I like how you said, you know, we want to kind of show them what they're looking for, because, it, you know, you're right, it isn't written in code or mystery. So sometimes I think we kind of approach the Bible with, you know, that perspective, like, you know, we got to, you know, unravel the mystery or figure it out. But like I said, no, God's word is written plainly so that we can understand it. So like when we help our kids, you know, approach it from that perspective, you know, kind of like you can't look for something if you don't know what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of silly, but like if you go on a hunt for something and you have no idea what you're looking for, you'll go right by it and miss it without even realizing it. So kind of the same way here. And I like too how you said, you know, you know, basically the main point of doing this is so that our children know the gospel, because, you know, they can have all the knowledge they want, and that's a good thing. You know, should definitely encourage that. But if they're missing that, then they, you know, miss the boat, and it's not, you know, wasn't really worth it in the long run. Right.
So, right.
So I, you know, I kind of talked about that before, you know, in other places too, but I think that's a really important point to not gloss over. So has your approach changed, like over time, like, from when you first started out, as kind of as you cultivated a long-term ministry in this space, like how have things changed for you and why?
So I think Bible Road Trip is pretty, it's pretty expansive. Like it covers the whole Bible in 3 years for preschool to kindergarten. I spent a long time working on that. And you know, we've had over 300,000 downloads. So I don't know how many tens of thousands of people that is that have gone through the scripture with their kids, but that has been really important for me. But as the Lord has allowed me more time to write more things, I want to help kids understand doctrine. I want them to understand theology, and I want them to understand application. So as I've been writing the Who, What, Why series, that's a lot of fun because it's a lot of theology in Christian history. So they can actually see the application of theology in the lives of God's people, and how God has his hand in history. So, I've enjoyed doing that. Bible Investigators, is a lot of fun for me because, it's a way to teach doctrine that isn't dry, that is really hands-on, that's exciting. And the kids are going to remember and naturally memorize verses. So, I don't know if it's so much that I've had a change in like my goals or what I want to do for the Lord in my lifetime. It's just that he's given me, more years, more time. So I've gotten to continue to, you know, go forward and make stuff. And that's been really fun for me.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord for that. That's a big blessing for sure. So awesome. Let's take just a quick break, and then I want to come back and ask you a little bit, in this new book that you've done, why did you focus specifically on creation? So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come right back and talk about that. Is raising children with a vibrant Christian faith one of your biggest concerns as a parent? In today's secular culture, it can feel like an uphill battle to instill strong biblical values in our sons and daughters. You're not alone in this struggle. As Christian parents, we all want our families to thrive and be a light for Christ. But sometimes we need guidance and support to build up that vibrant home life we desire. That's why I'm excited to share with you an incredible online event, the Spring 2024 Vibrant Home Life Summit. This 5-day virtual conference features over 30 Christian speakers, pastors, authors, and parents, including Brooke Wayne, Rob Reinow, Sam Sorbo, and others. These voices will encourage, inspire, and equip you with practical biblical wisdom, from nurturing family relationships to raising competent Christian adults to impacting the culture for Jesus. This conference covers it all. It's an amazing opportunity to breathe new life into your family's walk with the Lord. Visit familydiscipleshippodcast.com/vibrant for more details. Together, let's renew a passion for building a home that glorifies God. Break. Again, we have Danica Cooley with us today. We're talking about how to help our kids learn to study God's Word and love it independently and for themselves. So we've talked a little bit about why it's important for our children to engage with God's Word and how we can equip them to do that and why that's important. But I'd like to talk a little bit more, like in your new book, you said it was specifically about creation and you're investigating creation. So why did you choose to focus on creation specifically as the primary doctrine for this book?
Sure. So I was praying a few years ago after listening to, we listen to a news podcast every morning from like a conservative Christian perspective. And I was just praying about what was going on. And I just kept thinking, like, there has to be some explanation for just all this craziness. And it occurred to me as I'm praying, like, this is all a direct attack on the creation mandate, the creation ordinances, everything God set up in the first three chapters of Genesis. We are actively undoing it as a society, as a culture, and it's not going to turn out well. So, after that, I thought, our children need to know the doctrine of creation. Like, I've had a lot of people ask me if this book is about evolution or creationism, and to be perfectly honest, I believe that God's word is inspired, inerrant, infallible. I believe God created the earth. I believe he did it just like he said, but that's not what this is about, and it's not a science book. It's about the doctrine of creation because we want to have our kids understand that. So it's divided into 6 units, and kids are going to learn about the creation events, but also about what God says about his creation. So they learn that God created everything in the beginning from nothing, that they're going to learn a lot about who God is, but in his creation event and about his plan for the world. Only God could have created the world and everything in it, and only God existed before his creation event. And he created our habitats on purpose with animals to dwell in the habitats he created for them. Then the story of the 6 days of creation, that's the part most Christian kids know. But God made everything in a logical way that supported life. Our God is very orderly, and everything holds together exactly perfect. They're going to learn that God made them. He gave each person life and formed them wonderfully. And, God created each child intentionally and for a purpose. And he created them for his glory. And then they're going to learn, those great, great overarching themes of scripture, who God is. So, the creation doctrine tells us that God is eternal, all-powerful, uncreated, and that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit all participated in creation. And they will also learn about God's good creation gifts, so the creation mandate and his ordinances. But for our kids, they can understand that easily as God's good creation gifts, and that every gift is from God. He's the source of all good things, that God blesses us, and he told us to multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. He gave us dominion over the earth, which means not just that, like, we're evil rulers of the earth, but that we are to care for what the Lord created. Like, we're the caretakers of the earth. And he's given us, in the beginning, he gave us all the vegetables and the fruit for, to eat. He gave us the Sabbath, which, now for us today is the Lord's Day. So a day of rest and worship. He gave us, work, and he gave us marriage between a man and a woman. And then the last thing, which shows up right in Genesis 3 as the fall, is that God has a great plan for salvation. It wasn't an accident. He wasn't surprised by our sin. He had this great plan for salvation, and our kids just need to know again that to disobey is God is sin. It's rebellion, that Adam and Eve sinned, and so have we, that Jesus paid for our sin, and that to be saved, we have to believe in Jesus, confess, believe, and repent.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. I love that very well-rounded explanation, and totally agree with you, because it's like very, I mean, there's a whole host of other, you know, doctrines and topics in the Bible that, you know, would make good studies like this too, but you're right. This is, you know, the foundation. There's a reason it's at the beginning of the Bible, right? Because it lays that foundation for everything else. Kind of like you're saying, you know, everything in our society, you know, that we're throwing out the window is, you know, we're directly pulling it off of that foundation. And so, yeah, I totally agree that it's, you know, it's definitely, very important to study that and have a good rooting in that. And, you know, for our children, have a good rooting in that. So I'm sure you're familiar with, Ken Ham, but, you know, kind of reminds me of what he always says, you know, every foundation for everything further on in the Bible is rooted in these first chapters of Genesis. And I think it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. So, switching gears just a little bit from that. So, when you're helping kids, you know, get involved and get interested in studying the Bible, like, how do you balance, you know, doing that seriously? Because we want to take it seriously, not just think of it as, you know, funny stories or, you know, something to entertain them. But we do want them to have fun as they do it. So kind of, how do you kind of keep that balance, on that perspective?
Yeah. Well, I think, we want our kids to love God's word. And God's word is fascinating. It really is an adventure. I mean, God wrote us a story, and then he made our hearts to love story. So I think we're okay with holding a high view of scripture and still helping kids engage in an adventure with God and see his word as fascinating. So, I think we can engage their minds, in a way that they are, their brains are developing. Like, God made our brains to develop in a specific way. So for 8 to 12 year olds, it involves using a lot of great facts, and verses to memorize. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but like an 8 to 12 year old follow you around the kitchen and regale you with like information on something obscure, like every single Lego minifigure that ever existed, when it was made, why it was made. And so if we can point them to God's word and help them see God's word as a really exciting adventure with lots of facts and verses to memorize, that's very helpful. We can help them make connections in scripture. As they get to the upper end of that age range, their brains are starting to connect all those facts that they've absorbed, and then test out how those are connected. We can teach them how to use their logic skills to work through studying God's word rightly. You know, if you notice, middle schoolers will argue or sound like they're arguing. They'll confront you on the logic that you are using in your own life. It's because they've attached all those skills. They have attached all of the information that they've learned, and they've made these connections, and now they're testing their logic, and they're also testing your logic. So it's just part of their brain development. So if we lean into that, we can teach them how to use their logic skills rightly. And then a lot of fun language, funny thoughts. We can introduce kids to some of the stranger things God made by helping them understand who God is better. Our God is very creative. I mean, just look at a platypus. Like, he's made some amazing stuff. So if we can show them these amazing things he's made, which happens to be a lot of great facts, and then talk to them about who God is and how we learn about God from that, that's really helpful. So using things that are fun for kids, like puzzles, while helping them memorize Bible verses, helping them learn theological vocabulary, and then notebooking or journaling to help them recall something that they've just learned and use critical thinking to apply what they've learned to their own lives. It doesn't lessen our high view of Scripture. It's just a really smart way to teach.
Great. Well, I love that. And I can see that kind of in my own life when I was growing up. You know, kind of that pattern you said, you know, when I was, you know, around 10 to 12, I think that was where I was at in the Bible. It was like, you know, I would love going through it. And I was, like you said, I was learning a lot of the facts and, you know, the interesting, you know, tidbits here and there. Mm-hmm. And although I wasn't like necessarily connecting everything together into the big picture just yet, I don't think at that point, still, like, you know, laid that foundation for later on. It was like, okay, now that makes sense. And that, you know, now that's why that's important. So I can definitely see that, like, in my own life growing up. So I think you're right on there. So yeah, I was going to ask you, and you kind of already alluded to this, you know, like, what is it about puzzles and games and stuff that, you know, keeps children's attention?
Yeah, I loved puzzles when I was a kid. Like, I used to beg my mom to buy me the latest puzzle book from the grocery store, and then I would finish it before we got home. Which your kids are not going to be able to do with this book because it's 272 pages. It's a big book. They're just fun because they help you learn vocabulary. Like take the words that are tough in God's word. If we can learn all the synonyms and the antonyms that go with those words, like, we learn a lot about the word and start to understand how God is using it. So puzzles are great because they can help you naturally memorize verses. They can help you really stop and meditate on God's word in a way that's different. And for kids, that's an important thing to do, to grab their attention. So I think in Bible Investigators, you'll find word searches, crosswords, Weavis puzzles, dot to dots, logic puzzles, which are my personal favorite. I wrote those for a long time for Pockets magazine, which is no longer around. Missing letter puzzles, cryptograms, word Sudoku.
It's a hard word to say. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I get it wrong every time. Word ladders, mazes, how to draw pages, which is an activity, but matching pairs, word scrambles, and there are journal pages. So every kid is going to find some kind of activity that they love, and it won't get repetitive for them.
I love that. So I love to see, I just talking to you about this book especially, it's like I'd love to see this in the hand of every child I know. So, why don't you tell our audience, real quick before we kind of wrap up, tell us where we can find it, and where it's sold and where we can find it. And I'm not for sure. Is it already published yet, or is it coming out still in the future?
Yeah, it's published.
Okay.
You can learn more about it and find purchase links at BiblePuzzlesForKids.com. And then I've had a lot of questions about where to get it internationally. It's from the Good Book Company. So really, wherever you are that you buy your books, it's available there.
Okay. Awesome. And I'll have the link to the website you just mentioned. I'll have that in the show notes with everything else for this episode. So I love that. Well, thank you so much, Danica. But before we wrap up, do you have, like, maybe just one final word of encouragement or inspiration for our listeners on this topic?
I just want to tell your listeners that teaching the Bible to your kids is the most important thing you're going to do in your life, and you will not regret a minute of the time you spent doing it. And they don't have to seem excited or engaged all the time. They don't have to seem like they're listening. You know, Isaiah 55, 10 through 11, go look that up, write it down, read it to yourself every day, because the Lord will accomplish the purpose he has for his word in the life of your kids.
Amen. Amen. I really appreciate it. Well, thank you again, Danica. And like I said, this is a really wonderful topic that I love talking about myself. And I can tell it's something you're passionate about too. So I hope this was a blessing to our audience today. Again, we'll have the links to everything. Please go check out Danica's book. I think your children will definitely love it as much as I have loved talking about it with you. So anyways, thank you again. And we will definitely have you back again sometime soon. And until then, take care. God bless. You've been listening to the Family Discipleship Podcast. I truly hope that you've been blessed and encouraged by the things we've covered today, and I'd love to hear your feedback, questions, or even suggestions for a particular guest or topic that you would like to see featured on a future episode. Feel free to email host@familydiscipleshippodcast.net, and don't forget to follow the show on social media and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss new episodes as they're released. I hope you'll be able to join us again next week, but in the meantime, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless your family as you endeavor to shepherd your children's hearts and cultivate your family's relationships with Jesus and with each other.